Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll free. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. That's what we call the show, Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com. We still have plenty of stuff to talk about tonight, including the Army screwing over some of their troops. And hey, there's our music bed back again.
It's nice to have it back. I missed it.
It's a good music bed. So the Army is screwing over some of their troops. We'll give you the details on that. Plus, a legislator in South Carolina has suggested sending prisoners, state prisoners, to other countries to be imprisoned.
Is there not enough room in South Carolina? I've been in South Carolina. There's plenty of room for prisoners.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll discuss all that and more. But on the in regards to prisons, I stumbled across something in Hammer of Truth yesterday, which was really disturbing. And it's actually something I'd found a couple months back, and I didn't bring it on the air because it was a 60-page transcript, is what I found a few months ago. I found a 60-page transcript.
I love poring over those things. When it's stuff you want to know, and it's 60 pages, you're like, oh, my God. Online reading 60 pages just stinks. 60 pages in a book, nothing. But
well, this was worth, looking through. Essentially, what it was 60 pages of five cops interrogating and beating a suspect. And it was really disturbing. But it wasn't quite something I could really bring on the air. I couldn't condense it down well enough to make it. I didn't want to spend the time it would take to edit the transcript to make it so something we could share. And it just didn't have the same punch as if we'd actually had heard the audio from it. Well, that's what I found yesterday over at hammeroftruth.com was the actual 40-minute-long audio tape. Let me preface this from theagitator.com, Radley Balco. Waging war against the illegal drug trade is no mere cliche in Campbell County, Tennessee. It's a mission trumpeted from the office of this county's top lawman, Sheriff Ron McClellan, and carried out by his troops on an almost daily basis. Hardly a week goes by without a press release from McClellan's office detailing the latest raid, the fruits of the newest undercover operation, or the next roundup of drug purveyors. Since taking office, McClellan has invested both money and manpower in the fight. They arrived in unmarked vehicles, dressed in plain clothes. But they were cloaked with the authority to serve Eugene Seiler with a warrant for his arrest. Eugene Seiler, the document alleged, had been breaking the rules set for him a year ago by a Campbell County judge. With lawmen at her door, Jenny Seiler, his wife, turns on a tape recorder in her kitchen, then sighs as she heads to the door to greet them. The recorder would continue to roll long after the lawmen send away Miss Seiler and her 8-year-old, leaving them alone with Eugene. It would produce a recording that spanned 40 to 45 minutes of what authorities contend was a 2-hour-long ordeal. The FBI transcript of the recording indicates that it not only captured what the officers said, but also what they did. It's replete with references to sounds of Seiler being slapped and struck. It details his moans, his pleas, and his piercing screams. The lawmen indicate that in the transcript that Seiler had fled out the door when they had arrived. They have caught him and handcuffed him. He's brought into the house and placed in a chair, his hands cuffed behind his back. So that's where we're going to start this audio. It's 12 minutes long. I wanted to cut it down a little further. Again, it was originally 40 minutes long, so I think I did all right. This one's 12 minutes long, and I didn't cut it down further because it's just something I think you need to hear. If you want to comment, 800-259-9231. If you guys want to stop me at any point to comment on this, feel free. This is the audio tape from the beating of Eugene Seiler.
Yeah, we're shutting you down. The
better.
Let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put them handcuffs in front of you. Got you a little slack. So if you do proper, we're going to put the person behind your back, and I'm going to take you slack.
This kid just went out and got so stinking drunk, he jumped into a dumpster himself and then is sleeping in the dumpster. Is that, those are the unspoken words here, that we're to believe that he was that stumbling drunk. Have you ever tried to crawl into a dumpster? Have you ever dropped any? I once threw some trash out. I know, what a terrible thing to.
This is Free Talk Live. I don't know if we're back. Are we back? Are we connected? We are back.
All right. Ghost in the machine.
Man, I thought maybe the cops had already come after us for playing this audio. All right, we're playing audio from Eugene Seiler being beaten by five Tennessee cops. Here it continues.
And if we don't walk out here with every piece of dope you got and every dime you've got, your f***ing ass is not going to make it to the jail. And if you think we're joking, you're off. Because let me tell you something. There's nobody knows we're f***ing here.
By the way, I forgot to preface this. These cops curse a lot. So if you don't want your kids hearing cursing, you should probably send them away. But, hey, these are your lawmen. These are what you pay these guys' salary so they can go around, beat people, and curse at them.
I wonder if the FCC could get us in trouble for playing cursing of government officials.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
I was a little concerned with that. That's why I bleeped out the F and the S words. But the rest of them I left in. So here you go.
We're doing this on our own. And you're going to sign a consent to search form. You're going to give us permission to be here. And you're going to do it our way because we're tired of f***ing with your ass. You're not f***ing listening. You hear what I told you? I told you not to be talking, didn't I? Tell you not to be talking? That's just the f***ing beginning. This motherfucker right here, he loves seeing blood. He loves it. Listen to what I'm telling you. He loves f***ing seeing blood. He'll beat your ass and lick it off of you. And if you think we're here playing, you're wrong. I want you to start talking right now about nothing else other than where your dope's hit at, where your money's at, and then we'll talk about everything else. Start telling me.
I'm going to make you sign that damn form. If you don't sign it, I'm going to slap his f***ing fingers.
Now, we're a minute 25 into the tape, and you've already heard the cops reference the form. They have a form, a consent to search form. Now, they're actually going to read the consent to search form here in a little bit, but the rest of this tape is them trying to force Eugene Seiler to sign this form. You have to ask yourself, as you're listening to this, these cops are willing to break their own law by beating a suspect, because as far as I know, that's not what they're supposed to do.
Okay? It's illegal, as a matter of fact.
Right. So they're willing to break the law to beat this guy, but they're not willing to do a illegal search. They want to get his signature so they can have, well, what's a semi-legal search at that point? He's obviously being coerced into it. But the rest of this is just what I'm trying to convince him.
No, you ain't got to read it.
They just told him he's not going
to
read it.
You've been informed that we're here to search your damn premises, and you're going west.
You're going to sign? Get up. I said, get the f*** up. Don't sign. Talking too much. Get up. Look, you sign this, son of a bitch, or I'm going to hit you again. One.
That means
two.
Eugene.
Sign the damn thing. Sign it. Now.
Oh,
God. Sign it.
It's going to hurt worse. It's getting worse.
Eugene, I said sign the son of a bitch.
If you don't sign, I'm going to go right back in where your wife's at. I'm going to put her ass in jail. I'm calling the Department of Human Services. I'm going to take your kid from you today. Sign it.
Sign it.
Now, talk to Miss
Webb right here
for a second.
Now, you sign it.
Sign the goddamn thing.
I mean, now. I ain't got nothing to talk to you about. Sign the damn horn.
Oh, yeah. Quit f***ing off and sign this goddamn paper, motherfucker.
God damn it.
Oh!
I said sign. Now, you're going to sign the damn paper.
You ain't talking to nobody. You're going to sign this goddamn horn.
I want you to sign that form because you're the one we want and we got you. And if you don't sign it, you probably won't walk out of here. We'll have to call the ambulance to haul your ass out of here. Is there any part of that you don't understand? I want you to roll right over that chair and sign that form. And once you sign that form, we'll start being nicer. But until you sign that form, it's fixing to get ugly because those them batteries right there, I'm fixing to go out there and get some wires and hook them up to your f***ing balls.
Wow. The threats have only begun. They just threatened to hook wires up to his testicles. And they do it as well, including, I think, what appears to be a gunshot later on. And this is just some very disturbing audio. There's more to it. 800-259-9231. This is what goes on behind the scenes in the drug war in this country all of the time. These guys just happen to get caught. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris. The source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll free number 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Not in such a cheery mood this hour because we've got some of the most disturbing audio tape that you may ever hear. It's not actually tape. It's digital. But anyway, it's very disturbing audio. And it's from five Tennessee cops beating and threatening a man named Eugene Seiler. He's somebody who, I guess, allegedly was selling some prescription pills in the past. And he was on probation, and something happened with his probation officer. And anyway, the cops ended up coming to his house to shake the man down. And they have a consent form. This is the most bizarre thing. They're in this guy's house. They claim first that nobody knows that they're there. But then later they're going to claim that they have a warrant. And they want him to sign a piece of official paperwork that gives them consent, gives his consent to search his house for drugs and money.
Which I can't understand, because they're in his house.
Right, they're in his house, exactly, beating him. We're going to continue.
They just want their form.
But terrible ISDN situation here. I don't know what is going on.
Something to do with a test, they said.
I think it's ghosts.
Seems to only happen when we bring up really critical stuff like this. Maybe I'm just paranoid.
Oh, I think you are.
All right. Hopefully this will the network will come back up here. Good. I think we're back. Are we back? We are back.
We're back.
Great.
All right. Hopefully everything's all right.
With a strange music bed.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. So telling you about Eugene Seiler, he's illiterate. Kind of a dum-dum. But that doesn't mean that he should be treated like this. Let's continue with the audio. We just left off at a part of the audio where he's already been beaten. They've already started to beat on him and threaten him. And the most recent threat is that they have batteries, and they're going to get some wires and hook them up to his testicles. That's where we left off.
If you don't think I will, you don't sign that form and watch what happens. So you best get signed.
Roll over here and sign it.
Eugene!
Like they're not beating him now?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Unhandcuff him so if he raises his hands, you can beat him up. But you're already beating him up. Well, then we'll have the right to beat him up, but you're in his house illegally. This is just this whole tape is full of contradictions.
And the amazing thing is this would have just gone on like nothing ever happened if his wife hadn't clicked this tape recorder on.
That's right. And no one would ever have known about this.
Right.
I mean, who would believe a pill dealer? Who would believe a pill dealer
or his wife
retard versus five cops? In this case, I'm really not sure who's dumber, Eugene Seiler or the five police combined. I've yet to figure that out.
Give him here. We'll make him give him the pen.
Here.
You better get the pen in your hand now. Get the pen. Get the pen.
One can only imagine what it is they're doing to him to elicit these sorts of noises. We have no idea.
You gonna sign it?
Let him out. They were doing something. Charge him up here again. Oh, it must have been the battery.
Yeah.
Real
good to me.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna kill your fucking ass. Now you read the cider, I'm gonna shoot you.
They found a gun in his house. I don't know if you caught that part. They found a gun. You're going to find out what kind of gun it is here in a moment. And then they cryptically claim that they have a warrant to be there. When earlier in the tape, they said, nobody knows we're effing here.
Yeah.
It's just full of bizarre contradictions.
Here's the deal. We're here. You're going to sign that form. We're going to get your dope. We're going to get your money. We're going to leave. And it'll be over with.
Okay,
listen. Okay? Don't get your f***ing eyes squinting shut.
No.
Because you're fine. Now, look, you see his pen?
Yeah. Sign the form.
By the way, when a cop makes a promise to you that he's here to help you, which they made that claim a few times, I think I might have edited some of that out, because, again, this was 40 minutes long originally. when a cop claims he's here to help you, or if you just sign the form, they'll leave you alone. Don't believe the cops. In this case, I don't know if Eugene Seiler ever signed the form. Again, the tape ends at 40 minutes, but this whole encounter went on for over 2 hours.
We ain't talking to you no more. We're just going to start beating the hell out of you until you sign it.
Don't hit me.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm going to kick the out of you. I don't give a if you die. Well, you ain't doing nothing but sold up to your kids anyway.
I know, so thank you.
He actually, even though the cops are beating him and accusing him of things, he wouldn't let that one go by. Eugene actually pointed out that, no, I've never sold dope to kids. Just the fact, I found that in.
Now, you going to sign this form for me, or you need me to hit you again?
Say it, man.
Now, I'm going to f***ing drag your damn nose with this son of a bitch.
There's another interesting point. The cops appear to have come to his house with a form. They claim they have a warrant to be there. But they also have a form that's a consent to search form. They're about to read it here in a moment. I'll have to translate it because it's so hard to understand the redneck ease of these cops. But they actually have a form that's supposedly a consent to search where they want you, this is what they're trying to coerce him into signing. They haven't even filled out the address section. The cops don't even know where they are.
Weird.
What's the address here is the question they're asking.
What's the address? What's your goddamn address?
Are you listening?
Yeah.
Let me read this. I, Eugene Seiler, have been afforded my constitutional rights not to have search matter, my friends, the vehicle, or anything else. I have standing in it.
I, Eugene Seiler, have been informed of my constitutional right to
get
not
butt kicked up, kicked in by the cops.
To not have a search made of my premises, vehicle, or anything else I have standing of. The consent form actually gets better. There's a little bit more language. The final line of it is just incredible. That's all coming up. 800-259-9231. Your comments here. This is the real war on drugs. It's a war on your friends. It's a war on your family members. And it's a bunch of redneck cops beating on people without anybody's knowledge. Well, we found out about this one. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll free. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. You can join us online, by the way, freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photo. We put them up on our website because we're proud of our lady listeners and we want to show you off. So send us your validated photo and we'll add you to the shrine. Go visit it, see what it's all about at freetalklive.com. By the way, you can join the Free State Project as well if you are a little bit sick and tired of losing your freedoms in this country. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to make a stand for liberty in the Free State. If you agree, sign the First 1,000 Pledge today at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. And one of the things that a lot of us are concerned with is the behavior of the police. And one of the reasons, the major reasons why the police are misbehaving in America is because of the war on drugs. And it's something we've pointed out countless times in the past. In fact, I was reading a post on our message board that was kind of criticizing us because we talk too much about the war on drugs. Well, the reason why we talk about it so often on Free Talk Live, and really it's not all that often, it's just one of my pet issues, is because, in my opinion, it is one of the most freedom-destroying things that we've ever had happen in this country.
You know, I have to agree. I'm probably never going to get swept up in the war on drugs. It's possible. It's possible that some violent crack addict could shoot me or shoot my loved one because they were looking to get some money to buy crack with.
It's also possible the cops might be looking to raid your next-door neighbor's house and accidentally raid yours and shoot and kill you in the middle of the night. That's happened before, too. So the reason why we talk about the war on drugs is because there's so many different aspects to it. There's so many different things that have come, so many different freedom-destroying things that have come as a result of this insane war on drugs. These five cops that we're listening to audio from this hour, beating on this man, Eugene Seiler in Tennessee, these five guys might have been okay dudes. They might normally go to church with their families on Sundays. They might be wonderful family men. But when it comes to their...
It's hard to imagine.
It is hard to imagine. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
I think that these guys are not so much beating on Eugene because they're trying to elicit a signature on a piece of paper, but more because they're sadists, and they actually get paid to be sadists.
Good point. In fact, you're going to hear some laughter. If you listen very carefully to this audio, you will hear some of the cops laughing in the background as this man is being, he's handcuffed and sitting in a chair, and he is being beaten by these cops.
Well, what happened to the electrocution of his testicles?
That happened as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And there are other threats.
He wasn't uncuffed then? At any point? Because they suggested that they might uncuff
him. I'm not sure if they actually did uncuff him or not.
Not that it would have done any good if there's five cops in a big, burly, redneck cops in a room beating your butt. It doesn't matter whether your hands are cuffed or uncuffed.
You're right. These people are definitely sadists, Jason. There's no doubt about it. But if they weren't given the authority to be sadists, then they'd be... Maybe they'd just be beating their wives or something like that. In this case, we continue with the audio from this poor man being beaten by the cops.
Here in the aftermath of a search warrant, also I have been advising my rights to refuse such a warrant. I do by here waive rights and also Josh Mundy, Office of Campbell County Sheriff's Department, Jacksonville, Tennessee, can conduct a complete search of my contents of the entire vehicle, residence, and other which I have standing over at 562 White Oak Road, Duff, Tennessee. The officers are authorized by me to confiscate any papers, written materials, contraband, narcotics, weapons, or any other items as deemed necessary.
Now, earlier in the audio, They claim that they had a warrant to be there. Now, have you ever heard of a form like this? I understand it was hard to understand because of the redneck accent there.
And so, the bad audio.
Yeah, I'll translate it for you. The agreement here that they're trying to force this man to sign says, I, Eugene Seiler, been informed of my constitutional right not to have a search made of my premises, vehicle, or anything else I have standing over. Here and without a search warrant, I have been advised of my right to refuse such a warrant, and I do hereby waive my right and authorize Josh Monday, Officer Campbell County Sheriff's Department in Tennessee, to conduct a complete search of my contents of the entire vehicle, residence, and other which I have standing over, and then his location. The officers are authorized by me to confiscate any papers or other materials, contraband, narcotics, weapons, or any other items as deemed necessary.
Boy, doesn't seem necessary if they had a warrant.
Yeah, actually, it does say here in the agreement, here and something, something, there's garbled audio, so they didn't translate the entire thing. Without a search warrant, I've been advised of my right to refuse such a warrant. So he's essentially waiving his right to not be searched by the cops. He's waiving the fact that they don't have a warrant. He's essentially saying, come on in, take my stuff, take my possessions, and search my home and car. That's what they're trying to coerce and force this man into signing. And there's a little bit more.
This permission is being given to me knowingly and voluntarily, at full mention of my own free will, without any threat, coercion, or any kind.
Who wrote this? Was it a lawyer that wrote this? Or was it the cops that wrote this? This written permission is being given to me knowingly and voluntarily to the aforementioned officer of my own free will, without any threats or coercion?
Well... I mean, obviously, if they get him to sign it, then they can say, well, nobody threatened or coerced him. He signed a piece of paper.
Right. Even though we've beaten the hell out of him and electrocuted his testicles.
Oh, yeah, I've been on one damn nice to you. I let the handcuffs in front of you, read your paper to you.
Look, he's a good cop.
You know what I'm saying?
You're Jane. I'm going to break your f***ing finger if you don't sign.
I'm trying to tell you, my heart is getting tired.
I don't give a
f***ing. When you're
out of here, you understand a thing that you even said? No.
Here, Jane, I said sign the f***ing form now.
Please.
Sign it. No,
I'm not sure if they shot him with a BB gun, because that's what you'll find out later on. That's what the gun was that they found.
Well... He just said, didn't the cop just say something about a wooden leg?
Yeah.
Right.
So they shot him in his wooden leg. So Eugene has a wooden leg.
Right.
It didn't sound like a .22.
No.
But it sounded a little louder than a BB gun might.
Yeah. I'm not sure what it was, and the articles I have don't actually outline whether or not he was shot.
Eugene, sign it, buddy. We're going to get your wife.
I don't know what that threat means.
Yeah, what are they going to do with his
wife? We're going to get your wife. You know, you want us to do that?
Do that, ma'am. Sign this paper and we'll leave you alone. We'll get on with our duty.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I believe you, officer. If I sign this paper, you're going to just leave me alone, huh? Can I get that in writing, too?
Well, they said they're just going to take his money and his drugs and leave.
Yeah.
They might very well.
Yeah.
You need to sign that form because we want to look through your house. I think you got some dope here. Sign the form.
I don't know what that is, sir.
It's a consent to search. It gives us permission to search our house. Get the game.
There's some with this. This is a two-day.
It gives us permission to search your house, Eugene. You got any dope here?
You'll like your die for it.
Well, why are you worried about a search in your house?
Yeah, you got no dope here.
Sign the form.
No, I said sign.
Put your f***ing fingers around it. Eugene. I'm over. Everybody get out here. I'll take care of them.
Oh, my.
I'm over. Is that the way you want to go, bud? Step outside.
I'm not ready to have a heart attack.
Yeah, you're going to have to worry about a heart attack.
Please.
Sign the form.
I hate those worst case facts.
Well, you
already got one for them. How do you got it yet, sir?
Well,
yeah.
I hate guns worse than anything, is what Eugene says. Well, what you got a gun for, then? That's a pellet gun, sir. The kid brought it over to his house. 800-259-9231, toll free. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. This is what is going on in the war on drugs. We'll continue. There's a little bit more audio on the way of this poor man being beaten within an inch of his life.
Hey, folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. You bring up whatever you want. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them all for you right there on the front page of the website, all the way back to a year. We can have over a year's worth of archives for you, totally free, at freetalklive.com. This hour, we are focusing on some of probably the most disturbing audio that you may ever hear. I mean, it's hard to imagine audio getting more disturbing than this. It's five Tennessee cops beating and threatening a man in his own home. They're trying to get him to sign a consent to search form. Even though the cops have already broken the law by being there in his house beating this man, they still, for some reason, are demanding that he sign this consent to search form, which ironically claims in the form that he was not coerced into signing it. And he's refusing to sign it, and since he continues to refuse to sign it, the cops continue to beat on him. So we continue with the final moments of Eugene Seiler having his butt kicked by the cops.
Boys, that's right, it is.
So here, gun, Eugene, you're going to sign this right here, or I'm going to f***ing pull a bullet in your damn head, and we're going to f***ing plant this BB gun.
The threats continue to escalate. Now they are talking about, before they were threatening him with shocking him via wires hooked to his testicles, which apparently
they did.
And now they're saying, we're just going to put a bullet in your head, plant a BB gun, and make it look like you tried to attack us. They'll flesh this plot out in a little bit.
I'm just trying to paint, Chase. What we can do is wait.
Eugene, it's your last chance, buddy.
But I did. I was trying to paint, Chase. What we can do is wait.
Sign the gun!
Oh.
I said sign.
Listen, this is your last chance. You won't sign it?
You won't sign it?
Did I ever...
All we can go is based on what they say, and he's talking about, give me your hand, I'll break your fingers. So I don't know if that was him smashing his fingers or breaking them. Oh, I'm not sure what was going on there.
Ugh. Sounded like he was breaking them one after another real quick.
Rapid fire.
You get blood on me, I'm going to knock the hell out of you. Now I said sign.
Well, I get the feeling that these guys have done this before. This isn't the first time that they've beaten a suspect. Oh, there's a cop laughing in the background, making jokes.
Turn it in.
Yeah.
Here. Put your concern pen, Eugene. Now sign it. Sign it.
I got to ask, Ian, did he sign it?
I don't know. Not in this 40-minute tape. This is, by the way, we've condensed it. It's only 12 minutes. We're only about a minute and a half left. Yeah, right.
Okay.
Sure. You have a strange obsession with testicles. You notice that?
Kind of homoerotic.
A lot of testicle references here.
Now you sit there and talk to that snot.
Hey, Eugene, what loss do you think it's going to be to us if you die, bud? It ain't going to be no loss to us.
You had no sweat off my balls.
You had a chance to sign that form, and you didn't want to do it. So now it's over with. Ain't no hope for it now, bud. Where you got your money get at? You know we're not leaving here today till we get it.
No, I'm going to be a mad motherfucker before I go back to that man.
Oh, where are you going to go back to? Think he's talking about going back to the station to turn in the money? Think that's what he's talking about there?
Does he want to have to do that?
No. That's not what he's talking about at all. He's talking about going back home with some of his money. He's going to be a mad mother effer if I don't come back with no money. Well, it's because they're going to take all the money that Eugene Seiler has in his house, and they're going to split it up five ways.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to take his drugs, and they're going to split that up too. And they're going to go out and give the drugs to one of their approved dealers, and they're going to get sold on the street, and they'll get a cut of it. This stuff goes on all the time.
Eugene, let me tell you how this is going to work, okay? We got here, and guess what you did? You ran out the back door. We chased you, okay? You fought with us, okay? We ended up fighting with you. You about whooped all our asses, so we had to fight back, okay? So that's where it pretty much stands, because we're not food. With you, okay? Unless you start cooperating.
My chest hurts.
You know why your chest is hurting? Because you've been living wrong.
He's been living wrong? Who is this cop? I mean, to come to tell this man that you're hurting, because, well, you were just beaten to death, near death, the reason why you're hurting is because you've been living wrong.
Yeah, this guy's Judge Dredd.
I mean, what about that?
Selling dope, making money.
I got no cigarettes.
I don't have any to give you. We'll get one in a minute, because I need one too.
The first thing I
ever heard. That's why we're here, buddy, because you're selling dope and making money.
That's it. That's why we're here. You're selling dope and making money, and we're not. We're just cops. We don't do anything for a living. We just go around, beat people up, and take their dope and take their money. Because that's what these people do. And it goes on all over the place. And if you think this is an isolated occurrence, if you think this is just some random chance happening that, oh, your cops in your town don't behave this way, you're living in a fantasy land. These five cops got caught for it. And we'll share with you what their punishment is coming up. Tape's over. So you just heard them beating on a man for over 2 hours is how long they were doing it for.
Did he survive this?
He did. How long are the cops going to spend in jail? We'll find out.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for 1, 2, 4 people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. And again, 1-800-259-9231. So we just finished the audio of Eugene Seiler being beaten within inches of his life by 5 cops in his own home over drugs and money. That's what the cops were there for. They made it clear on the tape. They wanted to take his drugs and take his money, and they were willing to do almost anything.
And it sounded like they were going to take his drugs and money for their own purposes.
I mean, of course.
You wouldn't think that anybody would just beat somebody this much for a conviction, but maybe they would. Who knows?
Well, by the way, the cops were sentenced to some prison time over all this.
Only because his wife made an audio recording of it.
That's right. You
can imagine how many times this happens all over the country when somebody doesn't happen to have a tape recorder in the room that they can push the button on.
That's right. And where she had enough warning
Don't get caught pushing the button.
Right, where she had enough warning to actually get to it and push the button before the cops came in. So Officer Monday, the guy who was in charge of the whole racket, he got 72 months. That's 6 years. Another guy got 72 months. The rest of them got less, 54, 57, and 42. So these boys who beat a man within near inches of his life received no more than 6 years in jail each. Now, if you had, Eugene was busted for a drug possession, he could get, you know, several years in jail just on a drug possession charge. He was busted for drug dealing, and there are mandatory minimum sentences, which are 10, 15, and more years just for selling drugs. So, well, it's, I think it's interesting to juxtapose these guys who got years, just under 6 years in prison versus, Oh, I'm sorry, I totally lost my train of thought.
Well, you're juxtaposing what they would get, what he would get as far as his drug charges. You know, but
versus the drug charges.
Now, the thing is, I would think that if, for whatever reason, five guys beat somebody for 40 minutes, that 5 or 6 years might be the low end of what they would get.
Well, but if it was just some guys, okay, but the cops... I mean, shouldn't they be held to a higher standard?
I don't know whether I necessarily think that's so. These are clearly
why
criminals.
Why not? These guys are in a position of power.
Right.
They have guns on their hips, and they have a badge that says, hey, I can do whatever the hell I please. They need to be held to a higher
absolutely.
Standard.
Absolutely.
These guys are thugs.
And the time that they're going to spend in prison is going to suck much worse than most people's time in prison. Because cops in prison, more or less, my assumption would be... that they were going to spend most of their time in confinement.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to be in protective confinement.
So somebody doesn't beat them up?
If they were general population, then, yeah, they would...
And protective,
which is what they deserve, in my
most
opinion.
Most general population inmates just sort of, you know, they're in prison, but they walk around on a, you know, what, 30, 40-acre compound, so they have some freedom of movement, and they can interact with other prisoners as they wish, whereas somebody in protective custody sits in a little cell all day. It's like being on death row for 6 years.
So I wanted to bring that audio to you this hour because that's reality. That's what the drug war is really all about. It's really about the cops using their power to get things that they want from people. Money and drugs. And then putting those people in jail. And it's abuse. It's abuse of power. It goes on all the time in America. That's a taste of reality for you. In case you disbelieved us on some of these drug war issues, we're telling the truth. This war needs to end. If you've got comments, 1-800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up whatever you want. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking...